Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that female high school teacher smashes students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, here's the de-evolution and then evolution of Calvin Klein from 2019 to 2026. Is woke over and is the brand finally healing from the woke mind virus? Or maybe they're just gaslighting us and in a couple of years, they might try bringing ugly back. The corn business back in the 1970s learned this lesson the hard way. No pun intended. They thought people wanted to see average men and women. Meanwhile, when they replaced Ron Jeremy with Chads, their VHS sales went up. Moving on, why are liberal women like this and attracted to people who are actively destroying Western culture? Is it suicidal empathy or Stockholm syndrome from all the migrants? Remember, everyone, that for women, the most common fantasy they have is to be great by some strong, attractive man. 93% of young women in New York City voted in Mem Dani, and now that he's raising taxes, it's too late to change their minds. They were tempted with free stuff and then made to pay in a bait-and-switch operation. Number 3, Canadians are told they need mass immigration to offset the aging population, and this will be accomplished through continuous immigration to boot. I also think the Canadian elites have figured out that Canadians with money will leave the country, and it'll turn into a third-world hellhole. If another 1 or 2 million Jeets come to Canada, I'll live my days in Belgrade and the other half in Sarasota, Florida. I don't want to live in India 2.0. Up next, meanwhile, Polymarket says that a chance of a Canadian province voting to leave by 2027 is now 57%. I think this is all by Trump's and Daniel Smith's design. Alberta wants its very own version of Brexit. Maybe Toronto will be good again if Canada joins America and ICE deports the 2 million illegal Jeets here. Canada isn't really a country. It's more of a frozen wasteland for 7 months of the year, owned by the King of England, and he won't give it up that easily. Number 5, what the hell happened to Selena Gomez? She used to be so hot and this is now the new her at the age of 34. She looks like a normal girl now. I'd smash even with all the extra cushion for the push-in. Would you? This is just the natural evolution of Latinas and the torta wall. At least she didn't get the fat sucked out of her face. But I've noticed that she doesn't appear to be posting full body shots. That means that she's probably Nelly Furtado'd herself. But before I continue with the meme madness, let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, Tiege Hanley. I've partnered with Tiege Hanley for this video and they make this uncomplicated skincare system specifically designed for men. It's simple to use and even a monkey on a typewriter can figure out how to apply it following the instructions. Inside the box, you'll get a face wash to clean your skin morning and night, an exfoliating scrub or pads to unclog your pores, and smooth your skin out, plus a morning moisturizer with an SPF 20 sunscreen protection, as well as a nighttime moisturizer or acne serum to rejuvenate your skin overnight. I was in Florida recently and this scent came in very handy after I got some sun exposure, and it took me a couple minutes each day to put it on. Tiege Hanley has received over 25,000 five-star reviews and shipped out 3 million boxes to customers just like you. So it's time to put your best foot and face forward. If it can help Justin clean the shoe polish off his face after a night of playing Mr. Dress-Up, then it can definitely help you too. Right now, if you click the link below, you get up to 40% off your first skincare system. Plus, they're also including a free gift worth 20 bucks. The sponsor link is down below at the top of the description or comment section. And now back to the memes. Up next, the people in Toronto are retarded. A new poll shows that Olivia Chow, the current mayor, is leading in a 2026 mayoral race. She raised property taxes on houses by 20% in just 4 years. Whatever happened to 3% annual inflation? It's also the boomer women that are voting her in. 6 out of 7 boomer women in Canada vote for the left, and they're the demographic most likely to vote. Toronto was full of communist city councillors even back in the 90s. Number 7, remember everyone, that there used to be girls like this everywhere back in the early 2000s. What happened? They're still there but in disguise. Just add another 100 pounds, purple hair, and dyke haircuts. I have video footage that I took of women like this on the beaches of San Diego back in the day. And the most they had were tramp stamps back then, and it looks like we've lost the culture and technology to make women like this again. Moving on, here's another home invasion in the posh Jewish neighborhood in Toronto. A group of men forced their way into a house and ended up putting some lead into one of the residents. Keep bringing in that diversity. I'm sure that this will be solved by governments confiscating all the boomsticks. Oh wait, the long-distance hole puncher used in this case was not a legal weapon. Here's a picture of those men. Looks like Asian engineering students and doctors strike again. Number 9, would you look at that? Grapes are 100 times less in Poland than they are in England. Why do you suppose that is? Musk is right saying that Poland didn't allow uncontrolled immigration. Eastern Europe is still pretty good, but I think they're about 20 to 30 years behind the West when it comes to the woke mind virus. And they also don't have generous social welfare programs, so there's no free cash and prizes for Jeets and Mohammeds there anyway. Up next, here's another one. This Indiana school official was caught sleeping with a student and might get off after a police interrogation video shows her sobbing. But we all know that that's nothing more than crocodile tears, and it's not called sleeping with. It's called grape. I wonder if crying would also work for a male teacher guilty of the same thing. I don't know about you, but I think that she's already gotten off enough already. Literally. Number 11, meet Michael Phillips, the man with the world's smallest penis at 0.38 inches. There are women out there with bigger beans for flicking than that. It's so small that it hides behind a grain of rice, and the rice still has room for soy sauce. He has a micropenis condition affecting 0.6% of men. On the bright side, maybe he's a grower, not a shower, and it's the size of a pea when fully erect. He better be careful when trimming his bush, though, because he might end up losing it. Moving on, here's the last thing that many Canadians see when they're euthanized through MAID, and will then have their organs harvested so the elites can live comfortably until the age of 100. Canada offers same-day euthanasia, and you can't even change your mind once the papers have been signed. If you think this is something, then you haven't seen the therapy dogs in Canada. Rocky here enjoys playing with the rope while you're sleeping. Number 13, also in Canada, a man is given a reduced sentence because of his race. If he was white, he would have been sentenced to more time. This is one of the reasons why people have lost faith in the injustice system, because it's not blind or impartial. I wouldn't be surprised if a female judge gave him a lenient sentence because she had the hots for him. We need to find a way to get rid of the woke unjust judges. The justice system is racist and also anti-white. Up next, here's yet another reason I'm getting out of Canada, at least partially, as a snowbird. Because Canadian investment in industrial machinery has collapsed when compared to the United States. And it used to be on par. The auto industry has left and other factories have moved to the US and Mexico. Trump didn't even have to impose tariffs. But he's the one Canadian politicians are blaming for this, which is of their own doing. Canada's GDP is now measured in jeets and houses. Number 15, Ari Lennox says she regrets giving toxic men attention instead of the sweet ones. No, she doesn't regret anything. She's getting long in the teeth and wants a nice older guy to wife her up as she's 35 and childless. I hope she suffers the consequences of not finding a Tyrone to settle down with. She's just done trying to find herself and is ready to settle down now. Moving on, here's the difference between International Women's Day versus International Men's Day on Google. They'll probably argue that every day is Men's Day because of the patriarchy. But wait a minute, men get a day. Since when? Google has been sending me monthly checks since 2004, through AdSense. And in the beginning, they used to send me Christmas gifts and they were great. These days, they're working as fast as they can to replace YouTubers with artificial intelligence and keep all the profit and attention for themselves. Number 17, would you look at that? The government of Canada just tabled a new internet monitoring bill. If there was ever a reason to get a VPN, then this would probably be it. They want internet companies to keep a record of your movements for up to a year. So it looks like it's almost time to just leave your phone at home. Forget about the government, it's hackers and criminals that'll steal your private data and then sell it on the black market. Up next, remember everyone that you're not ugly. It's just that you're too poor to afford 10 to 20 different surgeries to make you look fabulous. Many famous women are just mid or below, and it's just the cosmetic surgeries that make them attractive enough to become famous. If you think this is something, then just take a look at the Jenner/Kardashian family. They're famous for being good-looking, but too bad it's all fake. Number 19 looks like this chick gets it when she says that the people pay taxes so that the governments will fix our problems. But the government just pays migrants the money, and they come in and cause even more problems. But migrants aren't a problem for the government's perspective. They get a new voter base, they keep population growing, which elevates the price of boomer homes, so the boomers also win. It's the average Gen Z or millennial getting screwed over from this the most. Moving on, this Wayman slept with 27 people, give or take. They don't even remember the exact numbers anymore. Until, of course, people start calling them ran through and that they're for the streets. Then the panic sets in. I think you ladies are pissed off because men now know that the more partners you have, the less value you have in the sexual marketplace. And that you can no longer control the narrative thanks to the manosphere. Number 21, a gas station in Russia offered free fuel for customers in bikinis. and men showed up. With the price of gas the way it is these days, a gal, I mean guy, sure can use a break. We could easily go up to $150 to $200 a barrel if the Strait of Hormuz remains closed for an extended period of time. So these guys will be seen as smart for doing this. Smart by everyone except for their wives and girlfriends. Now their wives won't be able to squeeze into those overstretched out bikini bottoms no more. Up next, people really need to stop with this woke nonsense. With the professor saying that if you read to your kids, you're unfairly disadvantaging others. So this is where we are in the world of Harrison Bergeron. If you haven't watched that film from the mid-90s, then you're really missing out. It's out there on YouTube for free. In it, there's a handicapper general to make sure that everyone is equal. Actually not equal, but the same. So they don't envy one another. Number 23, some guy says that corn is fake because he just tried to smash his stem bomb and now he's found himself homeless. Many such cases. But seriously, if he was a stepdaughter instead, I'm sure she would have succeeded. There's a reason why the stepmom fantasy is real. Because these days you're more likely to be hit on by your stepmom than you actually hitting on her. Too bad your stepmom wasn't Corey Chase, then both daughters and sons would have succeeded. Moving on, this woman says that she will take legal action against a manager who said she looks like a secondary school desk during a job interview. Actually, she looks more like a crumpled up newspaper, but you get the message. The guy's a retail manager, and she would have been expected to show her face to the public, and that would have just scared away the customers. Obviously, he could have been more tactful instead of insulting her to her face, if you can see it through all that ink. But then again, who knows, she just might be making this up for a lawsuit. Number 25 and the last one, back about 10 to 15 years ago when I started using Tinder, I was hopeful and optimistic. And yet I would more often than not run into negative women insulting me, even while pretending they were interested in dating. There are a lot of mean-spirited women out there for revenge because Chad wouldn't commit. Women like this push men away from the dating market entirely, and MGTOW grows thanks to them. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.